This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military after months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Reuters' Mia Wormsley has more.
Since Saturday, thousands of demonstrators have been camping out outside the Defense Ministry compound in Khartoum, which contains Bashir's residence. Clashes erupted on Tuesday between soldiers trying to protect the protesters and intelligence and security personnel trying to disperse them. At least 11 people died. President Bashir, a former paratrooper, seized power in a bloodless coup in 1989. A divisive figure, he withstood attempts by the West to weaken him. In 1993, the U.S. added Bashir's government to its list of terrorism sponsors for harboring Islamist militants. Bashir has also been indicted by the International Criminal Court over allegations of genocide in Sudan's Darfur region during an insurgency that began in 2003.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormsley. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was taken into custody today after Ecuador ended his extended asylum at the country's embassy in London. The United States has submitted a formal extradition request for Assange. He's accused of accessing U.S. classified information by illegally hacking into government databases. But British Foreign Office Minister Alan Duncan told reporters Britain would not extradite Assange to the United States if his life were at risk.
That is our broad policy all the time in all circumstances. So it equally applies to Julian Assange that he will not be extradited if he's going to face the death penalty.
Assange was carried from the embassy Thursday shouting at onlookers. His lawyer told reporters Assange had predicted his arrest. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. U.S. President